You're serious? You're serious?
Bang, bang, bang.
Yes, friends, fight fans, here we are once again in another episode, number 4 of In the Squared Circle with me, your host, Felipe Leon, international editor of FightNews.com, co-editor of BoxeoTijuana.com, and co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV. If you haven't had a chance to watch our YouTube show live on YouTube every Tuesday night with my partner, Renzo Novara, please do so if you are inclined. If you are the Spanish-speaking audience, go ahead and log in to BoxeoTijuana.com /TV. You'll be able to catch us every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And here we are at another edition of In the Squared Circle with me, Felipe Leon, on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Today, we're going to have some news. We're going to have some fight results over the last weekend or the last week. We're also going to have a special wish list for 2016. Put together by myself, basically our fights that I want to see in each one fight in each division, weight division that I want to see in 2016. We deal in reality here on In the Squared Circle, so it has to do with fights that actually can be made, not fights that are, you know, Al Heyman and Top Rank or something like that, which can't be made yet. We're gonna deal with fights that actually can be made. Excuse me. So we're going to have that a little bit later on the show, and also the upcoming fights for the next week that we have coming up in boxing, which is a very shallow week. There really isn't that many fights, but you know, 2016 is barely gearing up. So let's go to our first section, something we like to call jabs and hooks.
I'm real champion.
Here we are, friends, jabs and hooks. This is where we give you a little bit of the news. And to start off, well, the biggest news of the week is that we got the fight we all dreaded, the fight that we actually really don't want to see. Nobody's happy after being dangled the carrot of maybe Adrian Broner or Amir Khan or even Terrence Crawford to face Manny Pacquiao in April of 2016 in what was at one point mentioned as his last fight of his career. We're going to get into that a little bit later. We now got the announcement that he would actually be facing, for the third time in his career, Timothy Desert Storm Bradley. Nobody's really happy with this fight. We've seen the fight before. First one was controversial. Second one, Manny Pacquiao won quite handedly. And now we're going to see the third edition. Obviously, Bob Arum is trying to sell it. And what is he trying to sell? He's trying to sell the idea that Teddy Atlas is going to make this a different fight. We saw Teddy Atlas in the corner with Timothy Bradley in his last fight. And now they're going to try to sell us for this pay-per-view in April that Teddy Atlas, the trainer, is going to make a difference, such a difference in Timothy Bradley that we're going to see a different fight. We're all going to watch it. We're all boxing heads. We're all obsessed with the sport. So we're obviously going to either watch it by paying the possibly $59.95 pay-per-view, or we're going to, watch it on the quote-unquote radio, like Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya like to say on their show, the next round on here. Leave It in the Ring Network partners over there. So that's the big news. It's set for April 9th. And like I mentioned before, it was first touted as the last fight of Manny Pacquiao's career. It was announced that he will be going into politics perhaps next year, and in April will be the only opportunity for him to fight before he sets forth on his political campaign. But now it looks like they're retracting a little bit on that, saying publicly that they are willing to postpone his retirement for a possible rematch with none other than Floyd Mayweather Jr. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is retired as of now, but there is a lot of rumors that he might be coming back. And, well, why wouldn't he come back with Manny Pacquiao, which their fight last year was the biggest pay-per-view event of all time. Not a fight, but an event. And, why wouldn't he come back and fight Manny Pacquiao in the rematch?
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Actually, I didn't want to put this one. I wanted to put this soundbite.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Also announced that on the undercard of the Pacquiao against Bradley fight in April, former heavyweight contender, now 43-year-old Ike Abiabuchi, will be coming back to the ring. We haven't seen him since the late 90s when he was fighting. He's best known for his 1997 win over David Tua. But unfortunately for him, and maybe fortunately for society, he has been incarcerated. He was incarcerated from 2001 to 2014 for sexual assault, among other charges. He was originally sentenced for 20 years, but I'm imagining because of good behavior or something like that, he got out in 2014, and now he is coming back on that undercard. It was announced that he signed to Manny Pacquiao Promotions and that they're not going to waste any time. The guy is 43 years old, so they want a top 15 heavyweight contender to face him on the undercard. And I'm imagining pay-per-view of that Manny Pacquiao card in April. And in a bit of sad news, I'm saddened to announce that this last week we saw the passing of amateur great Howard Davis, who passed away at 59 years old after a 10-month battle with stage 4 lung cancer. Gentleman never drank, never smoked, but, you know, he got lung cancer and he fought it for 10 months. Howard Davis is considered one of the best amateurs, if not the best American amateur of all time. He won the Golden Gloves 4 times. His amateur record was 125 wins with 5 losses. Mm-hmm. And in 1976 at the Olympics in Montreal, Canada, he won the gold medal and was awarded the best fighter of the competition. Despite having other great fighters that year, like the Cuban Teofilo Stevenson, Michael and Leon Spinks, and the great Sugar Ray Leonard as part of the team as well. Well, Teofilo Stevenson was with Cuba. The other three guys, Spinks brothers and Sugar Ray Leonard, were in the U.S. team. And Howard Davis was awarded the best fighter of the competition. To get to the Olympics through the Olympic trials, he actually had to beat Thomas Hearns, Aaron the Hawk Pryor, and Hilmer Kenty to get there. So this guy was, as an amateur, was one of the best, if not the best. As a pro, his record was 36-6 with 1 draw, 14 knockouts. He never won a world title. He faced the likes of Buddy McGirt, Meldrick Taylor, among others. And unfortunately, he passed away this week at 59 years old. So here's to Howard Davis. Rest in peace. And now, friends, we go to TKOs and split decisions, where I'm going to give you the results of last week's fights.
I'm the best ever.
You'll never give me a fair shake. You know that?
Mayweather looking for a fair shake. Well, this last week, actually the end of the year of 2015. Oh, and by the way, I haven't wished you guys, the listeners, a happy new year, a happy 2016. Hopefully all your dreams come true. Hopefully don't set up new year resolutions, but set new year goals and go after them, whether they be financial, personal, whatever they are. I hope everything comes true for you. But I don't know if you guys know this, but in Japan, the end of the year is a huge boxing event, huge boxing dates at the end of the year in Japan. For some reason, they have these huge boxing cards in all different cities of Japan, so much so that at times, not this year, but at times, they're the same venues get a fight card in the afternoon and then one at night. There's so much boxing at the end of the year in Japan. And this last year, 2015, the one that just got away from us, was no different. With December 29th from Tokyo, Japan, we saw who the one they call the monster. What's his first name? I mean, it's not like it makes a difference because I'm probably gonna pronounce it wrong, but it's Naoya Inoue. They call him the monster. This kid is only 9-0 with 8 knockouts, and he knocked out Filipino Warlito Barrianas to defend his WBO super flyweight title on the 29th in Tokyo, Japan. Stopped him in 2 divisions. This guy looks like he hits pretty hard. 9-0, he's already a 2-division world champion. He won his first title at 108 pounds, and now he's at 115 pounds defending his WBO title with the second round knockout over Warlito Barrianas. Also, on the semi-main event of that card, Tijuana, the city where I'm based at, Javier El Cobra Mendoza lost his IBF junior flyweight title via unanimous decision to 3-time divisional champ Akira Yaegachi. Scores were 120-107, 119-109, 117-111. actually the fight was a little bit closer than what those scores reflect. I mean, Yagyashi had a tough night with Mendoza, but he was quicker. He was a better boxer. But, you know, Mendoza put up a fight. And Mendoza's manager, who happens to be none other than Mexican great Eric El Terrible Morales, mentioned that the rematch is in play between Mendoza and Yagyashi, hopefully in the early or first half of 2016. On the same night, but in the U.S., actually, on Fox Sports 1, Omar Douglas defeated Frank de Alba at super featherweight with a majority decision. That's part of the PBC. But we go back to Japan for December 31st. And in Tokyo, Japan, Takashi Uchiyama beat Oliver Flores to defend his WBA super featherweight title with a third round TKO. On the same card, Yaochi Taguchi defends his WBA junior flyweight title versus Luis de la Rosa, retiring him in 9 rounds. The same night, but this one in Aichi, Japan, Kotsei Tanaka beat Vic Saludar to defend his WBO minimum weight title, 105 pounds, scoring a 6-round KO knockout despite going down himself in the 5th round. And the same night, like I mentioned to you guys, I mean, big boxing in Japan for the end of the year, but this one was in Osaka, Japan. Kazuto Aoka stopped Juan Carlos Rebeco for the WBA flyweight title in 11 rounds, and Mexican Jose Argumedo won a technical decision over one of my favorite fighters, Katsunari Takayama, for the IBF 105 title. So now the IBF 105 title has a new champ by the name of Jose Argumedo. Up next, like promised at the top of the show, is our wish list for 2016, where I would give you the one fight that I want to see in every division that can be made, because we deal in reality here in the squared circle. We're not going to make these fantasy fights where we can't make them between Al Haymon and Top Rank or whoever against whoever. Fights that cannot be made because of politics or business. We're going to deal in reality here on In the Square Circle, and we're going to give you the fights that we want to see in 2016, one in each division. I was wondering. At strawweight, I like to see a title unification between WBO champ Kotsei Tanaka, who just defended his title at the end of the year in Japan, versus IBF newly crowned champion Jesus Argumedo. Should be a good fight, good action fight. Junior flyweight, I like to see the WBO champ Donnie Nietes, who is considered, you know, the supreme fighter in that division. He's been in a lot of fighters from Mexico to stay on top of the junior flyweight division. I like to see him beat another guy that just defended, well, not beat, but actually fight another guy that just defended his title, WBA champ Ryochi Taguchi, so we could have some unification in that weight class also. At flyweight, or actually, before I get move ahead to flyweight, I'd like to mention an honorable mention for flyweight at the flyweight division, which would be a rematch between WBC champion, newly crowned Yu Kimura, and the guy that he beat to get that title, Pedro Guevara. I don't know if you guys had a chance to watch this fight. It was about a month ago, if not a little bit less. Somewhat controversial. Split decision for the hometown favorite, Yu Kimura, against Pedro Guevara, who went to fight in Japan for the first time. So I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch between them as an honorable mention. But my first choice will be WBO champ Dani Nietes against WBA champ Ryochi Taguchi. At flyweight, like to see the fight that everybody's waiting for, the fight that everybody's been mentioning, the fight that we want to see will be the rematch between Roman and Chocolatito Gonzalez versus Juan Francisco Estrada. There's been talk of it happening. Chocolatito Gonzalez asking for some money. Estrada saying that he's willing to fight for whatever price. Chocolatito Gonzalez also mentioned that he might be more inclined to step up to a higher division so he could win a title in the fourth division. But we'll see what 2016, and hopefully this fight can be made. It can be made because of the promoters, because promoters have no issue with it. But it's more of a money issue with Roman Gonzalez, so hopefully we could get that done. At super flyweight, like to see WBC champion Mexican Carlos Cuadras against the monster WBO champ Naoya Inoue. Let's see if it's Naoya Inoue, with only 9 wins, 8 knockouts, but already a 2-time divisional champion, can deal with, you know, a little bit more seasoned fighter like Carlos Cuadras, WBC champ. Carlos Cuadras, although Mexican, has fought in Japan, is somewhat aligned. I think he is co-promoted by Tinkin Promotions. So hopefully this fight can be made in 2016. So not only can we see some unification, but we'll see if this monster Naoya Inoue is the real deal and can deal with a little bit more seasoned fighter, a little bit of fighter with a little bit more experience like Carlos Cuadras. At bantamweight, honestly, it's a little bit of a shallow division. There's really not a lot of big names there, but I wouldn't mind seeing former champ Tomoki Kamara face Alberto Guevara, who happens to be the brother of Pedro Guevara. I don't know if you guys remember this kid, but this guy is a tough kid. He knows how to fight. He's a bit technical. He has some speed. He has a little bit, not so much power, but he can take a punch. This guy faced Leo Santa Cruz for 10 rounds back in, wow, it was like 2012, I believe, at the LA Sports Arena. And it was a good fight. He took everything that Leo Santa Cruz brought. Obviously, Leo Santa Cruz beat him, but he has improved a bit. He's gotten some good wins under his belt since that fight. So I think him facing Tomoki Kameda will be a good fight at bantamweight. At super bantamweight, I'd like to see the rematch between WBC champ Julio Ceja and Hugo Cuatito Ruiz. That fight was one of the best fights of 2015, so I wouldn't mind seeing the rematch. An honorable mention is obviously a fight that a lot of people have been talking about from across the pond, Carl Frampton against Scott Quigg. So that would be an honorable mention. That fight's still in the works. I think Julio Cesar and Hugo Cuatito Ruiz can be more easily made. If not, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they might have already set a date for that. Whereas Carl Frampton and Scott Quigg, I believe they're also almost talking about it. So let's see if either one of those fights can be made. I'll be happy if either one of them can be made. At featherweight, I would like to see WBO champ Vasyl Lomachenko face number one ranked Oscar Valdez. Some of you guys might say this is a little bit too early for Oscar Valdez, but come on, guys. He's number one ranked. You know, I mean, they got him there. Frank Espinosa, his manager, very knowledgeable, very he knows what he's doing with his fighters, but he's ranked number one. It's time for him to step up, go for a title, and, you know, fortunately or unfortunately for him, the champion at WBO, where he's the highest ranked right now, is Vasyl Lomachenko. So let's see the fight. I'm not 100% sure. I didn't do a lot of research to see if Vasyl Lomachenko is up for a voluntary defense or he needs to take his mandatory, which would be Oscar Valdez. At super featherweight, like to see the rematch between WBC Francisco Vargas and Takashi Miura. Obviously, this fight was the fight of the year in 2015, so why not see it again? Doesn't necessarily need to be the next fight for them. Obviously, these guys are going to be scheduled, hopefully, to fight at least two times in 2016, so maybe they could take a little bit softer fight, a little bit more of an easier fight in their first fight of the year, but then we could see that rematch hopefully in the second half between Francisco El Bandido Vargas, newly crowned WBC super featherweight champion, and Takashi Miura. At lightweight, I would love to see WBC champion Jorge Linares against Yurorkis Gamboa. As of right now, I'm not even 100% sure who is handling Yurorkis Gamboa's career. I'm not 100% sure if he's still with 50 Cent or if he signed with somebody else. Jorge Linares is with Golden Boy, so hopefully this fight can be made. I think it's a good action fight. I think Yurorkis Gamboa can bring enough to the table to make it an interesting fight against the champ Jorge Linares. At junior welterweight, I'd like to see WBO Terrence Crawford, WBO champion Terrence Crawford against Ruslan Provodnikov. There's word right now that Mauricio Herrera and Ruslan Provodnikov will be facing each other in a rematch in, I believe, in the first quarter of 2016, but maybe in the second half or in the summer. Why not see WBO champ Terrence Crawford defend his title against the Siberian Rocky Ruslan Provodnikov? All action. Every time you see Ruslan in the ring, you know you're going to get action. And, you know, and let's see if Terrence Crawford can deal with the pressure that a guy like Ruslan Provodnikov can bring. So I would like to see that fight at junior welterweight. At welterweight, IBF champ Kell Brook against Amir Khan. Amir Khan, you know, he hasn't had a good last two or three years. I mean, he's been going after that Mayweather fight. That was a bust. He went for that Pacquiao fight. That was a bust. So this guy either can't catch a break or he can't get out of his own way. So it's about time that we see him in the ring, and we need to see him in a good fight. And a good fight will be against Kell Brook. It will be a huge event in England. Everybody's been asking for it. There's been talks. I believe their teams have been talking. But Al Haymon might or might not be involved because we don't even know how involved he is in the career of Amir Khan. So let's see if we could get that fight in 2016. At super welterweight, you know what? This is a very shallow division. There's really not a lot of big names. And the big names that are on there, you know, they're big names because they lost to another fighter, mainly Saúl El Canelo Álvarez. I mean, there's Erislandy Lara there. There's Austin Trout. But really, there isn't a really big, big name, a guy that you say, wow, I really want to see this guy. There isn't really a guy that can even demand or command an HBO fight in that division. So with that said, let's see a unification fight. I don't even know, honestly, 100%. I'm not even going by the criteria of my wish list here. I don't even know if you can make this fight. But I'd like to see IBF champ Jermell Charlo face WBO champ Liam Smith. Hopefully bring this Liam Smith over from the big from England. Maybe put it on Showtime. Al Haymon could put it on Showtime since he's with the Charlos. And maybe we could see this guy and see if we could get a little unification action going on in the super welterweight division. And maybe get a guy, a name there that can possibly become an opponent for a middleweight down the road. Because at super welterweight, really, the division right now is dying on the vine right there. At middleweight, Saúl El Canelo Álvarez. Obviously, we want to see Saúl Canelo Álvarez against Gennady Triple G Golovkin. But one thing that I have been thinking about, and one thing that can happen, is that what if, you know, Mayweather does decide to come back at this new venue that's being built in Vegas, and he does decide to come back against Manny Pacquiao, who Manny Pacquiao says that he is willing to postpone his retirement for the rematch against Floyd Mayweather. So they decide to come back in September. Wouldn't that completely ruin the plans of Saúl Canelo Álvarez and Gennady Golovkin for that month? That would cause havoc in the life of Oscar De La Hoya if that were to happen. Hey, but, you know, I mean, Oscar and Bob Arum are having some good, you know, relationship right now. But that is not up to Bob. I mean, if he wants to make the fight, obviously he's going to get a piece of the pie. So he would have to kowtow to Mayweather if he wants to come back in September and have that rematch in September and have it on that date, which Mayweather always go after. Mm-hmm. Went off on a little bit of a tangent there. So let's get back to the list. At super middleweight, WBC Badu Jack against Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. You know, that's a fight that has been talked about. It can be made because both are with Al Haymon. You know what? Let's just see if Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. first can make the weight of super middleweight, which I don't think he's ever made it. He made 160 at one point. I don't think he's ever made 168. He's been above that in his last couple of fights. But let's just see if Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is going to really bring it in 2016. It looks like he's been training. It looks like he's trying to recuperate from his hurt hand. So either, you know, what's that saying? Either piss or get off the pot or take a shit or get off the pot or something like that. Like, let's just either have him fight, win the title and defend it and be Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. or just disappear already, because, you know, he needs to make something happen this year. And what better way than to go after the WBC champ Badu Jack at super middleweight? At light heavyweight, obviously I want to see the fight that everybody wants to watch, which will be the unification between WBA, WBO and IBF world champion Sergey Kovalev against WBC champ Adonis Superman Stevenson. They've had a talk. They had a little Pacquiao / Mayweather meetup, the light version of it, a couple of weeks ago at some fight in Canada, where they actually talked it out and say they want to fight in June, but now it's a matter of the teams getting together and putting the plan together and putting the deal together, HBO or Showtime. Kovalev belongs to HBO. Stevenson belongs to Showtime. So it's a matter of just them putting it together. It can happen. There's been talks. So let's just see if they could pull it off. At cruiserweight, I want to see the rematch, one of the best fights of last year. WBO Christoph Glowacki versus Marco Huck. Marco Huck was winning practically the whole fight until Glowacki caught him in the 11th and knocked him out. So why not see the rematch of that? We already saw a good fight the first one, so why not see a second fight, hopefully, and make it a good one. And at heavyweight, same thought process behind Julio Cesar Chavez. Let's see if WBO, WBA champion Tyson Fury just did enough to beat Vladimir Klitschko, if Klitschko lost that fight because he didn't do enough for that fight. So let's see the rematch. It's a rematch clause. Supposedly it's already signed, sealed, and delivered. They're just looking for a venue and for the TV network. So let's see that fight. Let's see if we're going to have a real new champion in Tyson Fury, or if Vladimir Klitschko is going to be able to recoup his throne and stay a while for a couple more years. And an honorable mention in that division will be WBC champion Deontay Wilder against the winner of that fight between Fury and Klitschko. So that, my friends, is my choice of one fight in every division for 2016, fights that can be made. So now we go to the upcoming fights.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Really not a lot of fights, folks. Not a lot of fights. The only thing that I can find that could... I mean, we're not even going to be able to watch it in the United States. But the only thing that is kind of interesting is... former, I believe, IBF featherweight champion Evgeny Gradovich, known as the Russian-Mexican or the Mexican-Russian or something like that, traveled to Spain. He's already in Spain. He's going to fight this Saturday, January 9th. He's fighting a gentleman by the name of Jesus Galicia from Mexico in a featherweight 10-rounder. I guess they just contracted him. They went over there. Actually, he has some kind of connection over there now that I remember. He speaks fluent Spanish, and it's because I think for a while he was living out of Spain. And then he made his way to the United States. So maybe they went out there and they contracted him and have him fight there. He's going to fight a gentleman by Jesus Galicia. Gradovich lost his title to Lee Selby a couple of fights ago. He has a record of 20 wins, 1 loss, 1 draw with 9 KOs. While Galicia from Puebla, Mexico is 13 wins, 8 losses, 1 draw, 8 knockouts. And that's the only fight that I can find that could bring any interest this week to the boxing world. And that, my friends, brings us to the end. Wow, that's a big truck driving by right here. Brings us to the end of another edition of In the Square Circle. Like I promised, I didn't do it at the beginning of the show, but I promised it in all my other shows. We bring you the news, we bring you the results, we bring you the calendar, we bring you a little bit of opinion in 30 minutes or less. It's your quick fight fix here in the Square Circle with Felipe Leon. We did it again. We're under 30 minutes with a little bit of time to spare. So I'm going to give you my rendition of, I don't know, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to sing. I'm a horrible singer. So anyways, other than that, I'd like to thank you for joining me for another show of In the Square Circle here. Hopefully you got some information that you can use at the water cooler at work and talk to your buddies that don't know about boxing or know a little bit about boxing. Just little tidbits, little conversation starters there. Don't miss us next week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. I'm Felipe Leon, international fight editor with FightNews.com, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV, which you can find on BoxeoTijuana.com/TV every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and also co-editor of BoxeoTijuana.com, where you can get a lot of information in Spanish about boxing. So I thank you and have a wonderful first week of 2016. Yeah, just forget the wins. It's the